KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly sunny sky here in Atlantic. It's 19 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high of 39. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, the Iowa West Foundation Board of Directors recently approved $4.4 million in grants and initiatives funding to 22 nonprofit organizations and government entities in southwest Iowa and eastern Nebraska. And some of the nonprofit and government entities which received those IWF grants and initiatives include the City of Carroll, Kellen's Kingdom, for Carroll's first all-inclusive playground. They received $10,000. The City of Council Bluffs Bayless Park Holiday Lights received $24,370. The City of Council Bluffs also received $2 million for the parking garage to be constructed on the Iowa side of the Missouri Riverfront. The City of Crescent received $10,000 for firefighter bunker gear. The City of Denison, $4,000 for audio equipment and visual equipment. Iowa Western Community College Foundation received $30,000 from the Iowa West Foundation for access to performing arts programs. Micah House received $425,000 for the Shelter Reimagined campaign. Pottawatomie County Arts, Culture, and Entertainment received $600,000. Shelby County Historical Society received $8,250 for a military exhibit hall. And the Walnut Volunteer Fire Department received $7,567 for a compressed air foam system, pagers, parkas, and blowers. Now, the City of Council Bluffs, as I mentioned, will use their $25,000 for holiday lights in Bayless Park. In the past few years, the city has sought to restore the display to its former prominence. The Iowa West Foundation grant will allow the city to install custom lighting on trees in the park and continue the forward momentum. This year's lighting ceremony will be held on Thursday, November 16th from 6 until 8 p.m., and that'll kick off Winterfest, where attendees can enjoy family-friendly activities in the park and at partnering locations around the park, including hot chocolate and cookies. The hope is to attract visitors from throughout Pottawatomie County and the surrounding areas and increase traffic to Bayless overall during the winter months. Now, the letter of inquiry period for Cycle 1 of the 2018 grant application process opened on November 1st, and that'll close November 15th. Applications are due December 15th. Grant application and initiative decisions will be made in February. The Iowa West Foundation, by the way, is one of the largest private foundations in the Midwest. It has distributed more than $400 million to nonprofits and governmental agencies throughout southwest Iowa and eastern Nebraska since its inception. Funding for the grants comes from investment earnings and the Iowa West Racing Association, which receives contractual fees from casino operators Ameristar and Harrah's. Recently, the Iowa Economic Development Authority announced the cities of Creston and Lewis were awarded Community Development Block Grants, or CDBGs. Tom Shipley, the senator from Nottoway, says that the award of the funds for housing stability to the cities of Creston and Lewis are positive steps for those towns. He says housing stabilization grants allow hardworking Iowans the ability to remain in their homes with important health and safety upgrades. Now, the city of Creston will receive $246,200, and the city of Lewis will receive $238,242. Each year, about $4 million in federal CDBG funds are available to cities and counties through Iowa's Housing Sustainability Fund. Eligible applicants are cities and counties under 50,000 people, and the money may go toward funding public or community services and facilities, housing rehab, or economic development and job training. Elsewhere in area news, a narcotics investigation early this morning in Fremont County resulted in two arrests. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports the county canine unit was conducting the investigation into the Sydney and Farragut areas, during which a vehicle was stopped on 370th Avenue and Mantee Road. Following the traffic stop, 21-year-old Jared Comstock of Farragut and 20-year-old Alex Gorby of Shenandoah were arrested. Each faces a delivery of controlled substance and possession of a controlled substance charge. They were being held in the Fremont County Jail on $6,000 cash bonds each. The sheriff says they expect more arrests to transpire from the investigation and that his deputies were assisted in this latest investigation by officers with the Tabor Police Department. Two men from Council Bluffs were arrested Thursday morning in connection with several recent storage unit burglaries and thefts from apartment complex laundry facilities in Council Bluffs. The two suspects are identified as 30-year-old Joshua McCammon and 29-year-old Jacob Vincent. Both men were being held on multiple felony and misdemeanor charges, including ongoing criminal conduct, burglary, theft, and criminal mischief. Detectives continue to investigate other property crimes that may have been committed by the suspects, and additional charges are expected. One of the sounds of the Yuletide season will soon be heard in Iowa. The ringing of bells on street corners and outside of stores will mark the start of the Salvation Army's annual fundraising campaign. Susan Eustace, a spokeswoman for the charity's Omaha-based Omaha Council Bluffs chapter, I should say, says their tree lighting celebration will be held tonight and that the tree itself is spectacular.
That is 75 feet tall, has 80,000 LED lights and 600 snowflakes. It'll all light up as a signal that the Tree of Lights and the Red Kettle campaign will begin.
The Salvation Army is putting out an urgent call for help.
We are in serious need of volunteer bell ringers in Omaha and Council Bluffs. So to volunteer, it's easy. You can go online to registertoring.com, or you can call our volunteer office at 402-898-6000 and sign up.
Chapters across Iowa are seeking volunteers, and that same website can be used. In Omaha Council Bluffs, hundreds of helpers are needed to station themselves beside the red kettles.
We have over 130 sites, and we have 7 weeks, and that's 6 days a week, to ring that bell. So we need families, we need perhaps business groups, church groups to come out and adopt a kettle for a day or two and help us reach our goal.
The tree lighting event starts at 6 p.m. at 90th and Dodge Street in Omaha. There will be food, live entertainment, Santa and his reindeer. The kettles will remain out through December 23rd. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's annual Scrooge Contest, sponsored by Hockenberry Family Care, is underway during the month of November. Eleanor Hoover organized the contest back in 2002, just 1 year after the inaugural lighted parade. The Scrooge contestants raise money and collect non-perishable food items for the Atlantic Food Pantry. The 2017 candidates include Jack Jensen with Robinson True Value Hardware, Rob Stamp with Stamp Construction, Cody Weaver, Mala Engine Components, and Nick Harris, Brocker Carnes & Carnes. Hoover said that candidates can choose any method they want to collect their points. In the past, they've hosted soup suppers and put pictures and boxes in local businesses to collect food donations. Contestants are responsible for collecting and submitting their points to the chamber by November 28th at noon. The contestant with the most points will be named Scrooge, and all the proceeds benefit the Atlantic Food Pantry. The winner of the Scrooge contest serves as the Grand Marshal in the lighted parade on December 2nd at 6 p.m. in downtown Atlantic. Now, cash donations are worth 1 point on the dollar, and two non-perishable items earn the contestants 1 point. Hoover said the Scrooge title is used because contestants find the meaning of Christmas by giving others to others, and that the real honor is being named Scrooge is that she's hoping that together as a community, they'll assist the contestants in providing many neighbors and friends with the same joy of having a meal to celebrate during the holidays. The contest runs through November 28th. Donations to a contestant can be made by delivering food or funds to their drop-off locations or to the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Also in the news, the Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports the Clarinda Police Department will begin Operation Blessing 2017 on November 20th. The community project embodies the spirit of Christmas by helping to make sure every child in Clarinda receives a gift on Christmas Day. Retired Police Chief Joe Newton and retired 911 Communication Supervisor Diane Newton will be managing the program again this year. Children ages infant through 17 may be signed up for involvement in the program by calling the police department's records office during regular business hours at 712-542-2194, extension 203. The caller will be asked to provide the child's name, age, sex, address, and 2 gift requests per child. Names of the children can be submitted beginning Monday, November 20th, and will be accepted through Wednesday, December 20th. The cash donations in care of Operation Blessing 2017 can be delivered to Chief Brothers at the Police Department or mailed to the Clarinda Police Department. Cash donations will be used by the Clarinda PD to purchase gifts for the children. If you wish to purchase a specific gift for a child, contact the Clarinda PD and ask to speak with Joe and Diane Newton regarding purchasing of specific requested gift items or item. The family will be contacted then by Clarinda Police when the gifts are ready to be picked up, but if the family is unable to pick up the gifts, uniformed officers with the Clarinda Police Department will deliver them. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.